This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Well, hello, beautiful.
Holy caffeine!
It's the world's greatest super friends.
Ronnie and Aaron.
Faster than a streak of lightning.
A DC Comics podcast.
Absolute.
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I'm Batman.
I'm Batman.
Batman.
He's a hipster.
The Flash, world's fastest human.
I mean, I grew up with Wally West.
Think about the future.
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
Dude, you're a dumbass.
You are foolish.
Ooh. DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
I am so wiped from this weekend.
I'm sure you are.
I always forget how uncomfortable walking around in that convention center is. It's like,
what do you mean?
I don't know how some of the other cons set up. Like, the main show floor, it's mostly carpeted, but the majority of it is just like that super thin, not really carpeting on concrete carpet.
Yeah, yeah.
But a few of the booths have, like, 2-inch thick padded foam carpets, which are, like, the greatest thing ever to walk on.
Huh.
But, you know, the majority of the floor, it's just, like, I mean, you may as well just be walking on cement all day.
So. I think when we all went to C2E2, I think Artist Alley, some of it was, like, bare concrete.
That, at the Javits Center, the room that's normally Artist Alley is just concrete. But because they're doing construction, which we found out apparently is not going to be completed until 2021. they moved Artist Alley to a different room, which was carpeted. But the room was about a third of the size, and they tried cramming as much in as they could, and it was like the AC didn't work. It was just like the whole thing was just a mess.
Huh.
Yeah, that seemed to be the theme of the weekend, that the AC wasn't working, and then it finally started working, and then it didn't work again. unless you were in very specific locations, you would feel zero air movement, and there were so many people that it wouldn't make a difference anyway. So.
Yeah, that makes an uncomfortable con.
Yeah. Yeah, surprisingly, today's crowd wasn't so bad. I mean, it was packed, but, I mean, it wasn't as bad as years past.
Right.
So, I guess it's probably because they do a lot of off-site stuff now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the biggest panels are, like, the theater at Madison Square Garden, or the Hammerstein Ballroom, or there were, like, two or three other spots off-site that they were doing things also.
Wow.
So.
Did you go to the Hammerstein?
No. I mean, we walked past it on our way from
the train. Did you chant ECW?
No. No, I didn't. That would have been funny. No one would have had any idea what I was talking about.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, but, you know what? You know. That's not true, because there were a lot of people wearing wrestling stuff.
I saw Michael Kingston, who does the Headlocked comic book.
Yeah.
He had, obviously, like, DDP and Lita and all of them there.
Yeah, Christian and Tommy Dreamer. The four of them.
Tommy Dreamer, yeah.
Yeah.
And I saw that he tweeted out that the most popular shirt of the weekend was Bullet Club.
Oh, yeah.
Type of shirt?
Yeah, there was a lot of Bullet Club shirts. Today I saw a lot of Young Bucks shirts.
Huh.
Which was weird. But, yeah, it was a lot of Bullet Club and Villain Club and stuff shirts all over the place.
Yeah. I saw that one Villain Club shirt, like, when you sent me the picture of the Predator.
Yeah.
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 It's kind of weird. It's not what you wanted me to look at, but obviously, you know, that's what I...
Well, the freaking guy wouldn't get out of the way. I mean, granted, I was standing in the queue hall, so, like, I couldn't do anything about changing my angle.
But right.
I was like, damn it, man, just move, like, 2 inches to the side. Did make a difference. But, yeah, a lot of DC announcements.
There was. I read a couple. I'm actually quite excited about two.
Oh, I know which two.
I bet you don't.
I bet I do. Number one is the new Justice League trailer.
No.
That looked awesome. Did you see
that
it?
That did look awesome. Yeah. Yeah, that did look awesome. So we can talk about that, but that wasn't one that I was excited about, though.
No, that's definitely number one.
I liked a lot of stuff that got revealed in this trailer.
Yeah.
Like, Flash talking.
Okay.
Like when they're out of character, you know, or when they're in their civilian clothes.
Oh, yeah, how they all know each other.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, sorry.
Yeah, when the bat signal's in the air. He's like, oh, that's your signal. He's like, oh, that's the bat signal.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Which, the more I see him on screen, the more I think he'll be okay as a Flash. Because I had my doubts that, you know, like everybody at the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, he's a super talented actor, but everything I've seen him in has mm-hmm. always been, like, he plays these weirdly dark characters.
Yeah, right,
And when he was cast as the Flash, I was like, wow, that's, like, I mean, I'm sure he can pull it off, but he is not what I would picture at all.
Right.
But every clip they show, every bit of the, like, every trailer they put, I'm like, this guy's great.
Yeah, yeah. Because honestly, I think he stole the trailer, I think, for me.
This one?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Just like him popping up everywhere or whatever.
Right.
And then dashing off that one time.
Yeah. The one thing I don't get, can Aquaman fly?
No.
Doesn't it look like he's always flying somewhere in this trailer?
Well, one time Cyborg throws him.
But not only that, like, he's always in the air fighting parademons.
Yeah.
Not just the time Cyborg threw him. There's, like, six different moments where he's, well, I mean, falling from somewhere, maybe, but...
He's falling with style.
Yeah. Thank you, Buzz Lightyear. yeah, but I'm looking forward to the movie. I know people had issues with the previous stuff. I don't really care. I loved it all. You know, as soon as those tickets go on sale, I'll be getting my tickets. And I will be seeing that opening day. So. Oh, I know what you're excited about.
What?
Action Comics 1000.
I am excited about that, but that wasn't what I was going to say either.
Honestly, I think the thing I'm most excited about is all the backup stories that they said they're putting in. I know the only two I think I saw who were doing was one from Jeff Johns and
right.
and one by Richard Donner, which I think is awesome.
Yeah. That is a name that we've heard for a while.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, not since the old movies.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, and that's going to be kind of cool. I guess that comes out in March?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe?
I believe that's right.
I don't
right.
remember.
I believe that's right.
Oh, okay. So that's kind of cool. Oh, you're excited about Batman Ninja?
No.
Oh,
nope,
God,
no.
That looks so good.
See, and even Martin and I had a... offline debate debacle about it, I guess. The animation, I'm not hip on the animation.
But you didn't see the animation, you just saw pictures.
Okay, well, it's same thing.
I'm telling you, man, the clip that I saw was really, really cool.
Well, I'm going to watch it anyways, because most of the DC animation... animated movies or whatever have went to that style anyway, but
well, but this, I don't know, this isn't really DC animation. This is like a lot of like Japanese people doing it.
Okay.
So it's not the usual crew.
Okay.
So, but I mean, the concept of it seems kind of cool. That it's like Batman wakes up in medieval Japan. And the clip I saw was him and the Joker having like a fight with katanas. Huh. And it looked really good.
So it's more like an Elseworld story then.
I guess it's an Elseworld story, unless it's, you know, just like a Japanese historical fantasy telling of Batman. I guess.
Okay.
But, I mean, like you said.
Well, because the only reason I say that is because a lot of the animated movies have been, like, shared universe style.
Right.
So.
Yeah, this.
But, yeah.
This is going to be a standalone, as best as I can tell. But like, Nightwing is in it, and Penguin's in it, and I think Grodd was in it, and I saw like a quick flash of Robin. I didn't see who it was though. I think Harley Quinn might be in it, but it looks.
Well, you can't have a DC animated movie without having Harley.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it looks kind of cool. I guess that one comes out. It's next year. I don't know when next year.
Yeah, I think it's like March or April, I think.
Yeah, I honestly, I forget. Oh, speaking of the animation stuff, a couple things. You see that they're doing a re-release of the Batman animated series?
Really? No?
They're remastering it for Blu-ray.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm looking forward. I mean, I have it on DVD.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if the price is right, I will definitely be upgrading.
Uh-huh. I don't have them on anything besides whatever they stream them on
right
now. So I will definitely be grabbing that.
Yeah. And they also talked about they're doing like a 10th anniversary. Was it 10th anniversary? They're doing some anniversary of the DC animated something.
Yes, 10th anniversary.
Right, and they're...
I did see that.
See, but it doesn't make sense. How is it the 10th anniversary if I've been watching this stuff since the 90s?
Yeah, I know it was the 10th anniversary of DC animation, but I don't know.
So I guess maybe it changed the name or something at some point.
Since they went to their own studio, maybe?
Maybe. I don't know. I my friend and I were trying to figure it out. We're like, wait a minute, but like we were watching the Superman show and the Batman show, like it's way older than 10 years.
Right.
But yeah, they re-released like a big box set of like 30 something movies.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. I think it's retailing for like $215 or something.
Oh, that's not so awesome.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, considering that I own, like looking at the list, I own about 90% of them already on DVD.
Right.
Unless each one is like full on remastered with a billion extras.
Yeah.
I will just be holding off.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if they release updated versions of them, like for individual sale,
mm-hmm.
I would possibly upgrade a few that I don't have on Blu-ray. You know,
that makes sense. Yeah, yeah.
Like I would get an updated. I'm trying to think, Justice League Doom or New Frontier. I know I have those on DVD. That mm-hmm. if I could get a better version, I would absolutely get better versions of those.
Right.
But I'm not spending. $200 on movies I already have.
Right.
You know?
That makes sense, yeah. Speaking of animation.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing Constantine.
Yeah. Is that what you were excited about?
That's one of the things I was excited about.
Yeah, it's the CW Seed app. Is that an app or the website? They were the ones that did the Vixen show.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think there's also a Ray. The Ray coming out?
The Ray, yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, but I'm more excited about Constantine, though.
Well, I'm more excited that Matt Ryan is voicing Constantine again.
And I'm more excited that Matt Ryan's going to be Constantine on Legends of Tomorrow.
In only one episode.
God, why do you have to ruin it? You're the ruler.
Yeah. Yeah. I am very excited for that as well, because he's awesome.
Yeah. But
supposedly, it's just, he's there kind of like when he was on Arrow.
Yeah.
He's just there for one episode to, like, do an exorcism or something. And then that's it.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, like I was hoping
maybe that'll be one of the highest rated.
Of course it will.
Episodes.
That will be the episode I watch.
And then it gets spin off into like Justice League Dark TV show or something.
Yeah. Well, they're still trying to get the Justice League Dark movie made.
Well, yeah.
That originally, who was the guy? Guillermo del Toro was supposed to do it.
Yeah. Right.
But he's not. And I mean, it's still on the schedule to be done,
mm-hmm.
but I haven't seen any updates. I just really hope that if they do it, somehow they figure out how to have Matt Ryan be Constantine in that movie, because, yeah. I mean, honestly, when you think of Constantine, like, when he's the guy, right?
Well, I mean, there's Keanu.
Yeah, exactly. Matt Ryan's the guy, right?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely. Like, with the exception of the chain smoking.
Yeah.
Every bit of that character that, you know, like when you read the stories or whatever, I mean, obviously you see it, you know, the images on paper.
Right.
But like when you hear his voice in your head,
yeah.
you know, or whatever, like Matt Ryan, yeah. to me, nails the crap out of that part.
Well, to bring it like full circle, like when I read the Hellblazer comic book,
mm-hmm.
that's the voice I hear when
yeah.
he talks. So,
and to be honest, it looks like they sort of draw him now into the comics, right?
Yeah.
Like, does it look more like he does now than it used to?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And I don't know. It's like with Vixen, like she's showing up on Arrow, and the Ray showed up on Arrow, you know?
Yeah.
And they have the Seed movies or animation or whatever. So I'm hoping that this is a breakaway for something, for a bigger role for him instead of just the episode here or there.
Absolutely.
So that'd be awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I know that when it got canceled by NBC.
Yeah.
Which is a shame because like the last few episodes were so good.
Yeah.
But I mean,
yeah.
by then, I guess the writing was on the wall.
Yeah. By then people had already tuned out.
But, like, there was a lot of talk, you know, people were trying to push to get it onto Netflix mm-hmm. or to have that ported over to CW,
mm-hmm.
you know. But then that's when he and Steve Amell started talking to each other
yeah.
and basically got him, you know, got him onto Arrow for the episode.
Yep.
So, we'll see. Hopefully, like you said, hopefully more comes of it because...
Because I would have rather seen that than the other thing.
Yeah, I mean, out of everyone on those shows, he is the one that I think fits the character the best.
I agree, totally. You know what else I'm excited about?
Wonder Woman Earth 2, Volume 2.
Damn it, no.
That looks good, too. Yannick Paquette, his art is awesome.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
they didn't really release too much information other than Grant Morrison said that this was the Empire Strikes Back of the trilogy. So,
yeah, well,
I don't know exactly what that means.
Like, Grant Morrison knows exactly yeah. what that means.
Is it going to end with Wonder Woman standing on a space station staring out a window? Because that would actually be kind of funny.
Sean Murphy and Scott Snyder.
Oh, what is that? Last Night?
The Last Night, yeah.
Yeah. That'll be
really looking forward to that.
Yeah, you know what? Did they release any images or anything from that? Or they just talked
Not really,
about it?
No. They just talked about it.
Because I was going to say, I don't think I saw anything, but it sounds really cool.
Yeah. Because Sean Murphy also said that after White Knight, which he's doing right now, and then this team up, then everything after that, he's going to start doing his own stuff.
Yeah.
Like writing and drawing. A la Matt Kent style, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, he does that a lot anyway.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I guess not so much for DC.
Right, right.
But, yeah, I mean...
Which is a good thing, but it's a bad thing, too, because there's a Micronauts that I was hoping that would come out for a volume 2.
Micronauts?
Or Chrononauts, right? Chrononauts.
Was that him?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
He did the art on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
But anyways.
Did he do that with Kyle Higgins? Why do I think that was a Kyle Higgins thing? Maybe I'm losing.
I don't know who he did it with.
Maybe I'm losing my mind. I don't remember.
I thought he did it with Millar.
Oh, Miller, yeah. Whatever. Yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah.
That makes more sense. What the hell was the one Kyle Higgins did? Something like that. Ah, whatever. But, yeah, like, it's...
So, before... Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, like, with Last Knight, I mean, it seems, obviously, it's another Elseworldy story, right? Because it's Bruce Wayne waking up, like, a younger Bruce Wayne wakes up in, like, a post-apocalyptic Gotham City with the Joker's head attached to his belt talking to him.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of cool.
Well, that's what I was going to ask was... Have you read White Knight yet?
Not yet.
The first one?
I have not had a chance to. It is the next book that I have on my list of stuff to read.
Well, I wasn't sure if you were going to hold off on it or... Because I know with like the minis and stuff, you hold off on it.
But. You know what? So many people have been talking about it. I want to read it so that I can not feel left out.
Aww.
And actually, it, not so much not feel left out so that I don't have it ruined for me.
Okay.
You know, like inadvertently by someone, you know, mentioning things.
Yeah, right.
So.
But yeah, that, I love, yeah, the first issue is pretty awesome. Just how he like, juggles the pieces.
Cool.
So, that's all I'll say for that.
Awesome. I also think that Scott Snyder said this was the last thing he was going to do on Batman for, like, a long time.
Yeah, I think, I remember that, too.
So that's kind of cool. I mean, well, not cool, but it's interesting. You know,
yeah.
I mean, because he's done Batman stuff for years. You know?
Yeah,
I mean,
for like six years now?
Well, wasn't he writing Detective?
He was writing New 52? First. Yeah.
So, I mean, New 52 went for a while, and now, you know, he was doing All-Star Batman.
Yeah.
So, I don't remember
six
how
or
long...
6 or 7 years, I would say.
Yeah, I don't remember how long
New
52
lasted 5 years, right?
Yeah.
And I don't think he was on very long on Detective.
Yeah, honestly.
Before New 52 started.
Honestly, it's all a blur.
Yeah. What were some of your highlights from the con?
Well, I mean, there was other Batman stuff, too, that was kind of cool. What was it? The Sigil? Is that the one?
Oh, yeah.
That? Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'm excited for it or not, because I don't think I care about Duke.
Okay, yeah.
But I think this will give me more of a shot at caring.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yes.
Like, I mean, he's going to tackle Gotham during the day, right?
Uh-huh.
So that's different. maybe it'll be interesting.
Because he's the Signal, right?
Sigil.
Wow. Well, whatever.
Yeah.
Which is a stupid name, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of White Knight, I think Sean Murphy said that he was talking to DC about a sequel to it already.
Really?
Yeah. I think I saw that somewhere. So, well, that he's got an idea for more story in that, you know, universe.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much money in the bank, because I think they already sold out of the first printing of number one. So,
oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's cool. So, I mean, as long as it doesn't turn into the Dark Knight, where they just keep putting out volumes that are, like, so-so.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I couldn't even get through this last one, whatever it was, the Master Race.
The Master Race, yeah.
Yeah, that was, that, it lost me.
Honestly, I couldn't get past the second one.
Second one was not great.
I mean,
it was all right.
I grudgingly
yeah.
did. And then yeah. I was like, okay, it's enough for me for a while, because I don't like this world, I guess.
Yeah, like, I don't... it's funny. A lot of people that are, like, very well regarded in comics, you know, in the industry, uh-huh. as I'm getting older, like, I used to love this stuff. And I don't know if it's that... I mean, I think part of it is that Frank Miller has lost his mind.
Well, yeah.
But, like... I don't enjoy his stuff like I used to.
Right. Yeah.
And I don't know if it's my taste has changed or if he's just gotten really out of touch with what works and he thinks, you know, like whatever's in his own mind, this is great stuff and no one's telling him no because he's Frank Miller.
Right.
I guess. I would probably, if I was an editor, I'd probably have a problem. I'd be like, well, he's Frank Miller, you know. Here's your $1 billion. Just put out whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Because it's gonna sell.
Yeah.
Whether it's good or not.
Yeah.
But his old stuff still holds up, I think.
Yeah, like the stuff that he made his name on definitely does.
But yeah. Like, right.
Anything really after that time period, I'm just like, man, oh man. Hurts.
It hurts my brain.
It does. Like, I mean, like, why can't someone tell him no? That's all I'm asking. Speaking of things that are so-so, do you see apparently the next Batman arc or whatever? I think they're calling it the Rules of Engagement.
Uh-huh.
Is supposedly going to last for like 17 issues.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it's multiple arcs, but like the overarching part of the story is going to go. I mean, 17 issues years ago would be a year and a half of story, but now it's only like 5 months.
Yeah. Since it comes out every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like it'll go by quicker than we think, but.
Did it say anything else about it?
It basically, what I want to say, someone asked Tom King about Damian, and he said that a lot of it is Damian trying to come to terms with this new status quo of, you know, Bruce of and Selina's being answer. Engaged. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
See, and that's, I don't want to give away the. Her answer.
Whatever. Who cares? It came out like 2 weeks ago, and we're recording this, and there's going to be another week of comics and another Batman issue. So, whatever.
Well, here's my thing.
Spoiler
and
alert.
Jay
so
and
shut
I.
Shut up. Yeah. There you go. 5 minutes ago.
Jay and I were talking about it, right? Because I don't mind that her answer.
Okay.
I don't mind it at all.
That she said yes. I'm just going to keep saying it over and over again now.
Well, that's fine. But my thing is where it goes from here, right?
Okay.
And the coolest possibility is that Tala isn't going to stand for that.
Well, apparently there was a comment about Tom. I don't remember if it was Tom King. Someone said something about Talia and Selina having like a massive fight like in a desert somewhere.
Okay.
Which leads me to believe that what you're talking about is what's going to happen.
Okay. Yeah, because that's like the best scenario. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Let's get the old flame and the new flame, I guess.
Yeah.
And let them go at it. That's like the best possible scenario. Which also brings why Damien's going to have a hard time with it.
Well,
right?
I mean, also, if you're a 13-year-old kid, he's like 13 in this series?
I think so.
Okay. If you're a 13-year-old kid and your dad brings home your new mom,
yeah,
I mean, you would have a problem with it anyway.
Right.
Even if your old mom wasn't, like, the head of an assassin guild who, you know.
Right. Right.
So.
Thanks for trying to put that in a real life perspective for us.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, comics can be real life.
Yeah. Comics are real. I go every other Wednesday to the local shop and get them.
Yeah. you see Vertigo's relaunching?
I did see that.
That's literally all the news. They didn't say anything else, right?
Yeah.
25th anniversary of Vertigo.
And Milestone as well.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
which,
I'm trying to think, did they announce any titles?
For Milestone? Or for Vertigo?
No, Vertigo, literally all I saw this entire weekend was 25th anniversary relaunch of Vertigo.
I'm going to be ecstatic. One.
Okay.
And then Icon one. Here is my take on it, and I'm sure I'll get, like, hate tweets about it, but I'm not fanboying on either. But to me, it's like, how the Marvel Netflix series came out.
Okay.
Like, you know, one series, two series, another series, another series, another series, and then a team up.
Okay.
And that's how I read that, Milestone was going to do it.
Interesting.
Like 1 month, or 1 month, or 1 week, or however they're going to do it. Like Icon will come out,
okay,
and then another book will come out another month, and then so on, and then like a team up book.
That's interesting.
So a total of 4 books, I think, or 5 books.
It would be would it be 4 individuals and then the team up?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of cool. I mean, in a way,
there was two that I never heard of. 2 individual ones that I never heard of.
Do you remember what they are now?
No.
Okay.
One was like something and something. You know what I'm saying? Like Quam and Woody. Or, you know, the two people's names.
Okay. Batman and Robin.
Yeah. Yes, like that.
Okay.
But
was that the one?
No, that wasn't it.
Oh, okay.
Which is kind of... I wonder, which brings up the question of, will either one be in the DC universe? You know what I mean? Will it be shared, or will it be its own imprint?
Well, was the Milestone stuff ever really...
Kinda, not really, because remember, in the one epilogue-ish, episode of Justice League United, or Unlimited, Static was there. Remember?
Yeah.
When Hawk Girl and John Stewart saw their son.
Right.
And Static was the leader of the Justice League.
Hmm.
Of course, that's animation and not comic book, so I can tell you that part, but but on the comic books part, I don't really think so.
Okay.
I don't really remember them crossing over, because you had Hardwire, wasn't that one? You had Icon and Hardwire.
Hardwire sounds familiar.
And Static, and I don't remember. I'm still going through those boxes, and I just
finding random ones, random issues.
Yeah, yeah. So like there's a 3-part or 2-part one, and it's Milestone Forever, part 1 of 1 or 1 of 2 or whatever.
Right.
So it was kind of cool that I saw those today.
Huh.
So did you see any cool cosplay
Yeah, I think I tweeted out that really awesome Swamp Thing.
Yes.
Which was...
I think you did.
Fantastic. Like, I turned a corner in Artist Alley, and I walked into a wall of people. And I was about to just start throwing elbows to fight my way through them. And then I realized it was, like, they were all standing there to take pictures of this guy in the most ridiculous Swamp Thing costume I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah. I mean... That outfit, I mean, I can tweet it out again from the Twitter account at some point, but holy cow, it was unreal. And I wish I had a chance to talk to the person, because, I mean, like, I don't know how they put this thing together. It was so, I mean, it looked like plant life was growing on him. You know, and I'm trying to think out of every bit of cosplay that I saw. I mean, there were a couple really good ones. There was one guy that was, I mean, if I didn't assume that it wasn't actually Michael Rucker in the Yondu costume, I would have thought it was him. I mean, like, that, it was fantastic. But man, this Swamp Thing, good God. Unreal.
Was it huge?
I mean, I'd say...
Was he 400 stories tall? Like, no. On Batman and Harley Quinn?
No. I would say he was probably about 6'3", but, like, part of the costume extended over his head, so it was probably close to 7 foot altogether.
I guess, yeah.
Maybe a little taller. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how people do stuff like that. It really blows my mind. I mean, we saw a guy in the fully animatronic Bumblebee costume walking around.
Right.
And holy crap, he was like 10 feet tall. And he had that's one of the guys we a couple years back we saw with like handlers trying to get him through doorways and into rooms.
Oh yeah. Right.
But there was an amazing Chewbacca. That was, I mean, it could very well have been, what's his face? Peter Mayhew. Because, I mean, it was movie reel. And he was huge. Like, people were taking pictures, and people that were taller than I am were taking pictures with him. And they were, like, not even up to his shoulder. Which was kind of impressive.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm not that tall. I'm 5'11", but like, I'm not short, but I'm not, I mean, it was ridiculous. You know, like, again, you're walking around and you just see this guy head and shoulders above everybody else walking through the crowd.
Right.
Trying to think. This year, I mean, as always, there's a ton of Harley Quinns. The majority of them now are Suicide Squad Harley Quinn.
Okay.
Not Batman animated series Harley Quinn.
Right.
There were a couple of them, but I would say it was probably like an 70% split were now the Suicide Squad version.
Hmm.
And there were a lot of Suicide Squad Jokers.
Okay. The gangster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to think, what other DC... there were a lot of Ravens.
Really?
Yeah. Most of them were like the Teen Titans version.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Done really well, but there was one that I saw that was like the newer version with like the weird mask thing.
Right, yeah.
You know, over her face.
Uh-huh.
Which was kind of cool.
Did you see any Batmans?
Yeah, I mean, you always see Batmans.
Did you see a 66 Batman and Robin?
I did, and they were walking around with an old school Superman as well.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of cool.
Yeah. Of all the big cons that I went to, there's always a 66 Batman and Robin. Yeah. And sometimes they even have, like, the big bomb
walking around. No, this... this was actually, it was a father and a son as Batman and Robin. And I guess like a friend of theirs was Superman because they were always together.
Was the son redheaded?
No.
Oh. Just curious.
Somebody dressed as from Batman versus Superman when Batman is in like the desert.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Somebody came as that Batman.
That's cool.
Which was done really, really well. We also saw today two people were cosplaying. One was Batman with the mask, but like in a tuxedo. And somebody was Wonder Woman wearing the blue dress with the sword down her back.
Oh, awesome.
And they were cosplaying like they were dancing together.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying. There really wasn't a whole lot of DC stuff. Like it was a lot of Walking Dead people, a lot of like random anime folks.
Right. I'm sure there was a group, right?
There were a lot of people that were dressed as. It looked like regular people, but with Groots, like, perched on their shoulder.
Well, that's pretty...
Yeah, I mean, like, it wasn't like they were dressed as Star-Lord with Groot or something.
Right.
You know, they were just kind of in civilian clothes. I'm like, I don't get... I'm like, maybe I missed something in a comic I don't read, you know, but I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, there's... We saw a couple little rocket raccoons, like kids running around.
Yeah.
Yeah, besides that, I mean, it's like the typical convention stuff that you always see.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So there was somebody that was dressed as the Javits Center.
That's funny.
I didn't see it myself. Scott Snyder actually tweeted it out. He's like, I saw someone dressed as the actual convention center today, and it was really, really well done. It was about 6 feet wide, and it had, like, the signs that they hang on the outside, like, welcome to the New York City Comic Con. It was really, really good. I wish I saw it in person, and a couple people that I was talking to actually said, oh my god, yesterday I saw someone walking around as the Javits Center. I was like, oh, I missed it. I'm so upset.
That's funny.
Yeah. Let's see, is there any other DC stuff?
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm sure.
Flash War?
Yeah.
You see that? You excited about
that? Yeah, I did see that. Sure.
Oh my gosh.
Are you excited about it?
I am very excited about this.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously.
What makes you excited? Okay, sell me on it.
Okay. First of all, it's awesome. Second of all...
Okay, I'm in.
Shut up and buy it. No. I don't know. I like Josh Williamson's story, like his writing of the characters.
Okay.
The art has always kind of been my issue with the book.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, it looks kind of sloppy. I don't remember... I forget who I saw at least, like it's going to start in the Flash Annual, I think, which comes out in January.
So is it all three Flashes?
It's at least Barry and White Wally, because it's not like Kid Wally, right?
Right. Yeah.
Apparently, the main storyline is that there's some kind of a disagreement between the two of them.
Okay.
And it leads to not so much a competition, but like a competition. You know, I mean, I don't know how to put it. Where they're each trying to... I guess that they're trying to prove that their way is the right way or something. I don't know. That it's... What they said was, it's not necessarily who's the fastest Flash, but who's the better Flash.
Hmm.
So it's like each of them, I guess, has a different way to do things.
So will the loser be evil then? Going forward after that?
I don't think so. I think that it's going to try and make, I guess, you know, like all the Flash people. I think it's going to try and make it more of like a Flash family. Like, you know how, how Batman has his Robins and everybody else.
Yeah.
That I think they're going to try and do something like that and have Flash have more of a supporting group.
Okay.
Which will be interesting. I mean, it'll also be interesting to see, you know, because Wally's been kind of out of the universe.
Yeah.
So who knows what really has gone on to his powers and stuff.
Yeah.
You know? So
it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting. Am I excited for it? I don't know, but I'll read it and enjoy it, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if New Wally's going to be so included because he's kind of off with Deathstroke now, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, who knows? I mean, he can be in two places at once. He's a Flash.
Yeah. He's fast.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, Flash has always been one of my favorites, and I don't know how many, like six or seven issues maybe, because it starts in the annual, and they said it was going through 45, 46, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, it's probably at least a three, four month thing.
Right.
So.
That'll be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I guess there was nothing else at all that DC talked about.
Nothing else?
Yeah, nothing I heard of.
Yeah, I think that was about it.
You got anything else?
I do not.
Are you serious or are you joking?
No, I'm serious.
You're serious?
Yeah.
Oh my god, you don't want to talk about the fact that freaking Rorschach is back?
Oh, well. Okay. The preview, the doomsday clock.
Yes. Did you see the lettered pages or did you see just the art
of the previews?
Yeah, the six pages.
I just saw the art.
Okay,
but then like in the article it explained what was going on or whatever.
They released those six pages fully lettered. So you can read the story. Uh-huh. And, oh my god. I mean, I honestly really didn't even care just when you get to that last page and Rorschach is there.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I guess I'm assuming this means that Dr. Manhattan did not kill Rorschach.
Yeah. Because he's back somehow in the same way.
Yeah. I don't know.
Not in the same way, but like it almost parallels to Watchmen.
Yeah. Yeah,
which
I mean,
makes sense, I guess.
It also like the big story thing is that Ozymandias is like a fugitive at large.
Yeah.
So they're, I mean, I don't know who. I mean, it's going to involve the Watchmen characters and it's going to involve the DC characters, but I don't know. Yeah, I mean, they really haven't said anything about the DC stuff yet.
Right.
My assumption is it'll be at least Batman and Flash, considering they're the two people doing anything about the button, which even they haven't done in, like, 6 months.
Right.
So.
Well, and you gotta assume that Superman's gonna be there, too.
Never heard of
him. Right. Well, I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, like, it finally seems like we might get any answers about the whole rebirth thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, they said what they're doing, what they said they would do, basically, when they redid Rebirth, or when they started Rebirth, rather. There's, like, no big, huge event until this one. Now we have smaller events in like the books or whatever, but this is, will be actually be the first ever crossover event that involves everybody, I assume.
Right. Yeah, I can't think of anything else. Yeah, I mean, like, people have shown up in other people's books, but it's been nothing like this.
See, and I still want to say that, like, Legion of Superheroes have something to do with it, too. Yeah, I mean,
they've got to do
Saturn Girl. Well, Saturn Girl was in Arkham.
Right. Right, right.
And so, like, she's been there, you know what I mean? So... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just hope it lives up to the hype. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I want it to be, it doesn't have to blow me away. I just want it to be a good story, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. At this point, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to blow me away, but this has got to be, it has got to be way better than average.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, last May, they launched Rebirth, and there's, like, all kinds of Watchmen hints in the one shot. And then there's, like, little bits and pieces in other spots. And then finally, then they just ignore it. And then they do the Batman Flash crossover with the pin for a little bit. And then they've been ignoring it. So now it's like, all right, you know, you can't hype up that this is this huge thing and all of Rebirth kind of revolves around it and then do nothing. You know, for me, it's gotta, I mean, look, Jeff Johns is writing it and, who's on the art? Gary Frank, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, look, they're both great. So I have faith that they know what they're doing. But if this turns into some kind of cop-out garbage where it's like, oh, you know, here's this. We'll give you one little answer, but now we're not going to answer any of these other 90 questions that you might have until 2 years from now when we do, you know, something else.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
It's just, I guess, and I had forgot about it because it was like Thursday or Friday when it got leaked out.
Yeah.
Right? So, and to me, like, the more recent stuff or the other stuff was up front in my brain because I was like, whoa, we already talked about it. Well, we did talk about it, just not physically.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited about it.
See, the only thing that confuses me is they have, like, the whole DC Metal thing going on. So, like, why are they doing this Doomsday Clock thing while Metal is still going on? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, look, it's different stories, obviously, and I don't really care. But, you'd think that if they want... Like, it's... What am I trying to say? It's like going to split your focus in a way, you know?
Yeah. It's not syncing up, basically.
Yeah.
Or I see what you're saying, and I agree.
You know, because there's the Metal series, and then there's all those different, you know, the one-shots that are happening, and all the other tie-ins with the other books all over the place. And then, you know, I mean, this, what is it, 12 issues?
Yes.
Yeah, so...
It's a maxi series, yeah.
Right. Yeah, so you have this one, you know, the Doomsday Clock coming out, and it's kind of all stepping all over each other. That makes sense?
Yeah, it's going to be a cluster F.
But, I mean, look, I'm reading it all, and I'll enjoy it, so...
Yeah.
Well, I hope I'll enjoy it. I'll definitely read it.
I agree. I'm just glad that Rorschach's back.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I don't care about Owlman and Miss Jupiter or whatever her name was.
Oh, it's all good.
I know, but I'm just saying he was, like, obviously the favorite.
Yeah.
Because He was the focal point or whatever.
Well, he was like the narrator.
Yeah.
And it's funny, when I was reading, when I read the letter, like the lettered pages, you read it in his voice.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh man, this is just, it fits so well.
Yep. Agreed.
So, besides that, I can't think of anything else off the top of my head.
DC. I cannot either. Did we have any questions?
No. Before we wrap it up? It was basically Martin wanted us to hit our opinions on the Doomsday Clock.
Okay.
And I knew we were going to cover that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was it. I guess. So, I guess if you have nothing else, and I have nothing else, thank you for listening to the newest episode of the Absolute DC Podcast. This week I will not thank Ronnie for participating, because I'm surprisingly more awake than I thought I would be at this point. If you want to get in touch with us, you can tweet me directly at Aaron S. Bell.
And I am at Rombar316.
And you can tweet the show directly at DC_Absolute. And we look forward to hearing from you in the future. Or possibly the past by the time you're listening to this podcast.
Cool.
DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
That wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic. Boom.
Nerdy Legion.
Nerdylegion.com.